This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boy, it's so different coaching my son and my daughter. New coach, Ant. How's Ant season going, by the way? I know you guys had the opening parade this weekend, no?
Yeah, we had the opening day. We had the opening parade. Terry Collins was there. It was on the 4th of May, so it was the May the 4th be with you.
That's why they were stormtroopers.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, a couple of questions. Number one, when is Terry coming on the show? He was there. When did you book him?
I didn't book him, but that's not a problem.
Number two.
What happened?
Did you see my boy Jorge?
I did. Yes, George was there.
How's he doing?
He's always looking good. That guy is fit. You two are like neck and neck with the fitness, but he says he doesn't work out anymore.
Yeah, it's funny. Now Georgie, you know, so Hoff knows. I played ball with Georgie at Marist. He got drafted by the Mets in round 22, 23. Long Island kid, lives near in Hoff's Hood now.
Played or was dormed with Plawecki.
Yes, He did. He played 1 year. He could have played again, but he wanted to go make some money, do his thing. Great guy, smart guy. And Georgie was thin, you know, quick twitch, thinner. And then, you know, then he got a little, don't take it the wrong way, Georgie. I love he got a little thicker. I saw a picture of him over the weekend. I'm like, Georgie got himself back in shape. He's looking like the Georgie that I knew back in the day at Marist.
He's looking jacked.
The girls used to love him.
I'm sure his wife loves him a lot, too.
Well, of course. Well, absolutely. I'm just saying, but Georgie had some suitors around campus.
Yes,
and
yes.
We all did.
But no, it was a good time, good experience, and just, you know, fun. We have like 650 kids that signed up. So
that many?
Yeah.
Now, does that count T-ball and going up to what age?
T-ball to 12.
Does that count softball? It has to.
Yes. Girls are involved too.
And do the girls softball? Because we did T-ball. I coached my daughter's T-ball. Do the girls do T-ball, or are they just starting like underhand pitch?
No, they do T-ball as well.
That's awesome.
So it's really, really good league.
I love it, man. I know Eastchester has a good league up there. Like so many. Our league is really good as well. Like I'm very proud of where I'm from. Like we built a new field and all that stuff. Whatever. We take it serious. A lot of dads played collegiately. We have good infrastructure, but like where I grew up, it's dead. And that's Brooklyn. I mean, that's where it used to be. If you're not in the right town, unfortunately, I guess this applies to every sport, but especially baseball, which is so deep rooted. It's in so many places, it's lost its way. But I think you guys are doing it really well up there.
Yeah, I've actually a couple guys that I know that had to leave the league and they play in different parts. I don't want to, you know.
You don't want to disparage
them.
Anybody.
Yeah, but
why did they have to leave the league? I don't understand.
They kind of had to fine tune certain like people that were eligible to play in our district and whatnot. Just
okay.
Because it was if you're not, you know, whatever. The league was big, which is fine, but they were just very much like you have to go to these schools.
Okay,
you have to live
you.
In this area.
I got you.
So,
very letter of the law.
Yeah, I'm not part of it.
No, I have. Yeah, I'm not making out a lineup. I ain't going to a meeting. I'm just coaching third base.
Exactly.
And hitting fungos, man.
But I've seen them go and play in like other areas. I'm like, oh man, like I feel bad for these kids, like because we got so lucky. Like Terry Collins was like, this is the greatest Little League field I've ever seen in my life. Like, I can't believe you guys play on this on a daily basis.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
No, I've seen the picture. Now, we have a new turf field, but the grass and dirt looks pretty good by you guys.
They professionally painted it and everything like that. It's fantastic.
Wait, they professionally painted what? The grass?
But they even got, like, the 2025 opening day.
They
got,
like, the logo?
Yes.
Where, in center field?
Like, yeah.
I didn't see that.
They got the E's on the side. I mean, they do it right. Yeah.
By the way,
I do have a proud dad moment. Anthony turned a triple play the other day.
Hold on. We got to hear it. Listen, you do not sell this stuff short. So his son, Anthony's now seven?
Seven, yeah.
Okay. He turns a triple play. What position? What happened? Let me hear it.
He's playing first base.
Oh, first base.
It was a three.
What age group? Is he still playing up?
He's playing 8U.
Oh, there you go. Love it. Keep going.
So hits a fly ball. He catches it on the fly.
Is it right at him or does he have to move?
No, he's got to go back a couple steps, okay, but nothing too crazy.
It's fairly routine.
Tracks it down. Yeah. He tries to catch the guy at first base going back, but guy got back in time.
Okay.
He sees that the guy at second base, unfortunately, again, young kids,
was
still over at third base, so he ran to second base.
He didn't throw it. He ran to second.
He didn't.
That's two out.
And he steps on second base, gets second out.
Bang.
And then he sees the kid from home plate now running back to third, and then he threw it, and the kid made a nice scoop. So it was a 3-5 triple play.
Wow.
Yep.
What did the crowd do? That's nuts.
It was awesome, man. And he got like big hugs from his teammates and whatnot. So, but he's listen, and I won't knock it. Like, he is very smart for his age. He knows what he wants to do with the ball.
It's like mommy, certainly not like dad.
Yeah. He's got he runs like dad, but he's good though. Like he has some intellect. He knows what he's doing. So again, but that's also because the local team, the local squad. They start young. They build it up.
It matters. Now, real quick on this. Can you guys, or do you, the older kids, I think it's 11 and 12. I'm still not sure because my son's 10. Can you play? Do you have an avenue to play in the Little League World Series?
Yeah, the 12U. 12U district team can play.
Okay, so have you guys ever gotten there? I think you go to Connecticut.
Yeah.
You do district, and then I think
the regional. And
like up in Bristol, right?
I don't remember if we've ever made it too far. I don't believe we've ever played in the actual Little League tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Like at Williamsport.
Yeah. But I know that they've gotten far. They've had some really good teams. And again, but everybody is just, those teams are, what I've realized now, a lot of those district teams, they are compiling the best. They're expanding their
variety. Of course they are. That's what you got to do, man.
They're expanding their layout. Well, we're cutting it down. They're expanding, and they're picking up kids from all over the place.
But it's still got to be legal. I mean, it's got to be within the parameters of the district or however they break it down.
According to their rules,
I mean, I know we got a break. This stuff warms my heart. We were in Staten Island. We're always in Staten Island. We were in Staten Island again this weekend coming up, this past weekend, the weekend before. And I played, I didn't, my son did, at a stadium that he's never played at. And I'm forgetting the name. Like, we're always a great kill, and he does these other spots and some third fields, whatever. South Shore, I think it's called. But we walk in, and it was such an old, and some were new turf fields, right? But when you walk in, like, it's like this old grandstand, and there was this big painting commemorating the 1964 Staten Island Little League team that made it to the World Series. I love
that
stuff.
That's great.
That's great.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.